one likes paying their bills. I mean, it reminds you of the money that you spend. Logistically, it's annoying, but maybe there's an easier, more seamless way to do it. That may be where Click to Pay comes in. So it allows users to pay bills directly from their bank account using text, email, or even a QR code. How cool is that? Michael Bradley is the CEO and founder of Click to Pay, and he joins us now. Michael, what is the idea here? What are you trying to do?
Great. Well, Bruce, I think you described it pretty well. For the longest time in Canada, we've had the ability to be able to pay bills. You get your bill in, and if you're anything like me, you take the, if you're still getting a paper bill, you take your cell phone, log into your bank, find your biller, select your account, make the payment. Today, using Click to Pay and Interac e-Transfer, we make it much easier for the customer. So whether you're getting a digital bill in email or whether you get a text message with the notice that your bill is due, we allow you to pay straight from the message that you get from the biller.
And how does it actually work? I mean, explain it to me like I'm a six-year-old, but I still want to understand how it works.
Of course. Yeah, it sounds a bit like magic. And that is actually the magic of Click2Pay and Interac e-Transfer. So what we do is we pre-program the amount of the bill within the Interac Request Money service. So if you've used Interac e-Transfer, you're probably used to being able to settle up a bill, say the two of us had a dinner or settling up a hockey pool bet, that seems apt for this year, that you send money. You also, there's a function called Interac Request Money, which allows me to be able to nudge you for that obligation that you owe. And we're using that feature in order to be able to pre-program these transactions. So kind of long story short, what we've done is we've created the transaction within Interac and connected it to a link. So when you get your digital bill or you get your text message, that it's right there for you, already registered.
How much does it cost the consumer? How much would this cost me?
The short answer is nothing over and above what you're already paying your bank for transaction fees.
Gotcha. Now, is there a human-to-human application for Click to Pay?
Well, yeah, absolutely there is. So in the context of, an overdue bill in a contact center, the ability to be able to use a text message or even communicate, we call it our short code, a 7-letter code, which if you just enter it into our website or the biller's website, takes you to that same pre-registered payment.
So right. I actually was going down your hockey bet or your dinner analogy, and it would be you owing me. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah,
so if you had to pay me money right now, when I go on my bank to do an e-transfer, it costs me, I don't know, like $1.50 or something like that.
Yeah. So if your bank is charging you, most Canadians, I think now are in package plans where they're paying a fixed fee every month and their e-transfers are significantly lower than that. Might be worth shopping around a bit on the account plans. So if you are paying that to your bank, it is like a normal e-transfer transaction.
Because I'm a genius and a personal finance saint, almost every single bill that I have is automated. Does that mean Click to Pay has no relevance to me?
Well, it's up to you. Everyone has different payment preferences, and payments is a game of options. What we like to do is enable people who want to have control over every single bill when they come in to be able to get that bill and pay it just as quickly and conveniently as you can with your pre-authorized card or payment.
Where do these, I mentioned the QR code application. Where would there be a QR code? Is there a QR code on my bill that I've just never noticed before?
Yeah, there certainly could be. And that is the connection point for the QR code. So paper bills, of course, you can't just click a button or click a link on a paper bill, but you can include a QR code. We just demoed on stage a donation for Make-A-Wish Foundation, which came with a $5 kind of pre-programmed QR code. That function, and people could try Click to Pay by going click2pay.com doing one of those Make-A-Wish donations.
How do you make your money?
From billers is the short answer. So billers are looking for lower cost, more convenient ways to collect from their customers all the time. And by enabling these communication channels open to customers, our customers who are billers, we have a relationship with them and charge them.
How do you ensure the security of that transaction. People get nuts about security and preferably include at least three words in your answer that illuminate some security jargon that I don't understand.
I'm going to try to keep it a lot simpler than that, Bruce. We build it all on the backs of Interac e-transfer. So the bank security that you enjoy when you sign in, sometimes you'll get with your cell phone the requirement to text a code to you. Sometimes it'll be a secret question that only your bank knows the answer to. All of those security measures are the security measures that are used in order to be able to complete a click-to-pay transaction.
Why doesn't Interac or a bank just develop and deliver this technology themselves? Why is there even a market opportunity for you?
Yeah, so I wouldn't want to ever speak for Interac or banks. I think what we're trying to do is offer a competitive product that is convenient for billers, convenient for consumers, and fills a market need.
And you download it as an app?
Not necessary, not even required. Once you get this click-to-pay link, whether it's a button in an email or whether it's a QR code on a paper statement or if it's a text message, you click the button, you go straight over to select your bank and make the payment from your bank account.
Who's your target client? Because I got to tell you, I'm having this conversation with you and I feel like I'm about 97 years old. Like I need to drive my 68 Valiant to the local bank branch of Canada Trust, where I set up the account in the 70s, pull out my passbook and, you know, deposit my pennies. Who's your target market? Not me.
People who are regular credit card users, of course, aren't going to be too interested in paying from your bank account. We're targeting people who want to pay from their bank account, and certainly over 40% of Canadians prefer to pay bills, especially, you know, day-to-day, month-to-month expenses straight from checking and savings accounts. So we're targeting those customers. And we're also targeting those who want to have control over their invoices. You know, you have a cell phone bill due every month. From my experience, sometimes it's 100, sometimes it could be 250 or 300. Frankly, I'm not sure I want to register that bill against my checking account just so it automatically goes through every month.
You need to check your cell phone plan if you're paying $300 a month. Jeez, there's your helpful tip from me.
Yeah, no comment on my cell phone.
Michael, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much, Bruce.
Michael Bradley is the CEO and founder of Click to Pay. So this is I'll just call it a thing, a service that allows you to pay your bills directly from your bank account using text, email, or even one of those groovy QR codes.